easily by pressing firmly between your rectum and your testicles, and you can actually stimulate your prostate just as well. You can also use things like butt plugs. This is about sticking a foreign body, as a medical profession would consider it, up inside of you to stimulate your anus. You've also got things like cock rings, and there's also a particular type of tool, apart from dildos and vibrators, which men can use, which is a fleshlight, which is a imitation anus for those men who may be versatile in a relationship, but they're actually going out with a guy who's active only, so he can actually then experience with his partner or on his own a way of actually getting that side of his sexual priority fulfilled.
Right, so here's the big challenge. I want you to give me 7 things I can do for a better wank.
7 techniques for a better wank. Well, you've got the old climax, cold climax, where you grab hold of some ice cubes in one hand or something warm in the other hand when you're actually experiencing masturbation. What happens is it increases the amount of flow due to the blood in your hand, due to the cold or the warmth, and you're able to actually be far more stimulated. That's number one. 2 is, we touched upon it a moment ago, is rings around your penis. This is actually to maintain a real rigidness in your shaft between the gland and the base. You've got a lot of blood actually going through there. If you are getting towards the older years, you do tend to lose erections quite quickly. So it's very, very important to actually, you know, experiment with a cock ring or a penis ring, and that way you're able to maintain a good rigidness. That's also very, very good to actually maintain a good climax. The third one is palm rubber. Once you have a hard-on or a boner or an erection, this is where you actually place lube inside of your hand. And rather than rub your penis with your hand, you keep rubbing the tip of your penis against the palm of your hand. So it's almost feeling like that moment when you're actually touching your head and you've got pre-cum or you've just ejaculated. It's that real heightened sensation. It just sends you wild. Every guy who's actually ejaculated or pre-cum and you touch the tip of your gland, you know it's going to send you wild. And there's also the gentle tap. This is a good way, which is done when you're wearing your underwear, and it keeps you erect. Fullest erections, you tap on the tip and your penis actually stays against your belly button and your hand is by your belly button, and you're just actually giving yourself that little strategic tap every so often just to send you wild, because not everybody can actually do a full wank because you just don't have time. Go to the bathroom, have a quick tap, and it just gives you that sort of happy release. The screw on your hand, that's another one. This is which you're most comfortable using. Thumb against your belly button again, very similar to the gentle tap. And it basically feels like a penetrating vagina. And if you're gay or you're into anal sex, because a lot of men, not necessarily just because they're straight, don't do anal sex. That's another misnomer. A lot of men enjoy penetrative sex with dildos or whatever, which are positioned by their girlfriends or their wives or partners. And it doesn't mean you're gay, so don't panic, just enjoy. You've also got the plastic bag. This is a fun one. It's very, very clean. You fill the plastic bag with a load of KY jelly. Make sure it's not Vaseline, because that will actually ruin the bag, just like it will ruin a condom. And you just put the bag for the climaxing substitute around your penis, and you actually penetrate it as if it was like an anus or a vagina, and it is very, very fulfilling. The ball holder, that's the number 7. The ball holder is basically where, when you are actually wanking, it's actually when you actually extend your balls. Some find pulling on them on an upward fashion is good. Some find it on a lowward fashion. It's no hard and fast way, excuse the pun, of actually doing that. It's perfectly down to taste, but it does increase the stimulation between the fluid which comes from your prostate, which is your seminal fluid, which joins your sperm, and it gives you the climax you've always wanted.
What about men who come really quickly when they masturbate?
There can be a physical reason for that, or can be a psychological one.
And what about if you think you spend too much time wanking?
Well, if you spend too much time wanking, it's a very interesting question. That could be considered as masturbation addiction. If it's a problem for you or your partner, then obviously that becomes a problem. You know, if you wank once a day...